From the eastern United States, many boarded ships of all types and sailed south down past the tip of South America and then north again up along the west coast of South America, Central America, Mexico, and on up to what is now the west coast of the United States. The trip took as long as a year. Many went overland in covered wagons. There were no trains, planes, or automobiles. There was no easy way of getting there. But the desire to reach this destination was so strong that shopkeepers were boarding up their stores, farmers were leaving their crops in the fields, sailors were jumping ship, men were abandoning their families. Gold had been discovered in California. It was 1849, and the men who contracted gold fever would go down in history as the Miner 49ers. This whole crazy thing got started when a carpenter named James Marshall was working at a mill. He found something shiny in the stream. It looked like gold. He showed it to the camp cook. Cookie thought, too, that it looked like gold. Marshall traveled to the mill owner's home, Mr. Sutter's home. Sutter got out his encyclopedias. He examined, compared, and then concluded, "Oh no, it's gold." Mr. Sutter was a Swiss immigrant who had received a 50,000-acre land grant in California from the Mexican government. California was part of Mexico at that time. Sutter had dreams of using his land grant to create an agricultural utopia. He knew that if word got out about this gold, his hopes, plans, and dreams would go straight down the tubes. He wanted to keep it quiet. But it was too late. The camp cook knew, which meant everyone in the camp knew. And eventually, the word of the discovery of gold at Sutter's mill would spread across the world. There were tales of men finding fabulous deposits of gold. And of course, with each telling, the amount they had found grew. Most of the 49ers went bust. The laws of supply and demand drove the price of everything in the region sky high. Picks and shovels, mining pans, food, lodging, clothing sold at exorbitant prices. The most interesting facts, I believe, can be found in the historical side notes of the gold rush. A young man named Levi Strauss, got his start in the gold fields making tough, sturdy dungarees for the miners. A gentleman named Philip Armour sold meat to the miners. It was from those humble beginnings that mega giant Armour Meats was born. A fellow named Studebaker made enough money building and selling wheelbarrows to miners to go back home and start a carriage and wagon building business. That business would grow into the Studebaker Automobile Company. James Marshall, the man who found the gold, as well as Mr. Sutter, both died relatively penniless. Like I said, there were those who made a potful, but most who had been lured to the gold fields went broke. Amazingly, among those who went broke, there was a segment, so to speak, who not only put the disappointment behind them, and perhaps disappointment isn't even the word to describe their experience, but anyhow, there was a segment of men who left penniless, and yet with a smile on their face and a good feeling in their heart. They were heard to say, and some even later wrote, that they would never have traded the adventure they found in the ill-fated search for riches. For these men, the memory of the adventure was treasure enough. From somewhere behind the radio, with the music of Johnny X, I'm the American Storyteller.